Chapter 1. The moment it left port, a ship became a very unreliable mode of transportation. While sailors considered a certain amount of pitching and rolling to be hardly worthy of mention, those unused to sea travel evidently felt such motions as though the earth itself were giving way. Evidently, as Lawrence himself was not the one who felt this way. He had two traveling companions, who played happily about on the ship's deck while it remained at the port. Once it launched, though, and they had gone below decks with the rest of the cargo and passengers, Cole clung to Lawrence and refused to let go. Slight of build and delicate, his trembling, curled-up form gave him the look of a kitten. Lawrence naturally did not laugh, instead letting the boy sit, trembling, upon his lap. In the 7 years since he had turned 18 and ventured out on his own as a traveling merchant, Lawrence had traveled far and wide and sampled all manner of experiences. He remembered well his first sea voyage, and how every movement of the ship had made him want to cry out, so he could hardly laugh at the boy. Such thoughts occupied his mind as he gently patted the boy's trembling back. Yet he couldn't help but smile wryly, looking over the dim, musty interior of the ship's hold. Though it was a bit unfair to the trembling boy, Lawrence rather wished it were his other companion who was in such a state. If only Cole had been the energetic one. The wandering student was often mistaken for a girl and was normally both perceptive and well-behaved. Lawrence sighed as he caught sight of a form descending into the hold from the ship's deck.
"'Tis the sea! The sea!"
His other companion, Holo, plopped herself down, eyes aglitter. She was hooded and wore a robe that reached all the way down to her ankles, dressed every inch a nun. But with her frolicking atop the deck and her casual cross-legged posture, it was plainly obvious to anyone that she was no nun. Her appearance was only for convenience's sake. It was easier for all if she appeared as a nun. So Lawrence had no particular desire to furrow his brow at her coarse manner, but he did pull down the edge of her robe with the hand that wasn't busy patting coal. "Hmm?" Holo looked over her shoulder at him with a quizzical expression. "The tail you're so very proud of." Holo grinned at Lawrence's words, hiding her tail under her robe. In addition to identifying Holo as a nun, the long hooded robe she wore served another important purpose. It hid the wolf tail that sprouted from the rump of what appeared to be a young girl, as well as concealing the wolf ears atop her head. The mouth with which she grinned had very sharp teeth. Holo was not the young girl she appeared to be. She was a centuries-old wolf god, transformed into human form.
"Still, though, the sea."
"I know, I know. Could you not calm yourself a bit? You're like a dog seeing snow for the first time."
"Ugh. How can one remain calm? 'Tis so vast. Faster than the vastest plain I've ever seen. 'Tis well they call it the deep."
"You've seen the sea before, haven't you?"
"Aye. I've run my heart out along the beach, jumping into the waves out of a longing to cross the ocean. How grand it would be if I could race over its boundless surface. When humans see birds, do they not long to fly? How can you not long to run, seeing the sea?"
Though she had many a time proclaimed herself to be the wise wolf of Yoitsu, and demonstrated her cleverness to Lawrence time and again, in that moment Holo seemed every bit a puppy to him. Feeling a bit irritable, he answered her, "I might well wonder what lands lay far across the ocean, but even then, I hardly feel like running over it."
"You're a useless male."
Despite being cut off so curtly, Lawrence didn't so much as wince. He certainly understood what it was to be excited at the sight of the ocean. While he did occasionally catch a glimpse of Holo's more beast-like tendencies, seeing her act so thoroughly puppyish made him anxious about what could happen in the future. After all, their ship was bound for the snowy kingdom of Winfield. A cat would want to curl up in front of the fireplace, but a dog would go dashing through the snow. He wondered seriously if a collar and leash would be appropriate. As Lawrence mused over such things, Holo sneezed grandly. "Here, get under this blanket. If you keep running around in the cold and wet, you'll catch cold."
"'Tis a shame the sea wind is so wet. The salt smell confuses my nose, it does."
Beneath the blanket that she wrapped around over her robe, Holo sniffed, as though the scent of the familiar fabric would clear her nose.
"Oh, by the way,
hmm?
I faintly saw a bit of land ahead. Is that our destiny?"